RT Radio 1 Sport with the all-new Kia Sportage. Built for endless inspiration. The all-new Sportage. Now at your local Kia dealer.
Good night for Caoimhín Kelleher, a bad night for Algeria, and a good morning for Irish golfers. Damien O'Mara, take it away.
Thanks indeed, Gavin. Good morning to you. Play has resumed this morning at the Abu Dhabi HSBC Golf Championship. This is the first event of the year on the DP World Tour, which is the rebranded name for the European Tour, and three of the four Irish golfers are already on course. Shane Lowry has dropped a shot. He's back to four under par for the tournament with 13 holes played. Padraig Harrington, a birdie in his round. He's back to level par. One under through 12 holes. Rory McIlroy yet to tee off. He'll resume from level par. While Jonathan Caldwell is two over par with 8 holes played, dropping him back to 7 over par for the tournament. The Scott Jemison yet to resume. He currently holds a 3-shot lead at 9 under par. Both Irish golfers in action at the PGA Tour's American Express event have also started very well. Seamus Power is tied for 5th place after a 7 under par opening round. It sees a continuation of his brilliant run of recent form. Earlier this week, he broke into the world's top 50 golfers, and of the 29 rounds of golf he has played so far this season, he has been par or under par in 28 of those. Amazing stuff. Graham McDowell also going very well. He's one shot further back at 6 under par. The Americans Lee Hodges and Patrick Cantlay lead at 10 under. Liverpool will contest the Carabao Cup final for the first time in 6 years after a 2-0 win over Arsenal at the Emirates last night. The sides had played out a scoreless draw in the first leg of their semi-final 8 days ago. Diogo Jota scored both Liverpool's goals last night, as alluded to. The Republic of Ireland goalkeeper Caoimhín Kelleher played the full 90 minutes after being selected ahead of Alisson. For the third time in 4 matches, Arsenal finished with 10 men following the sending off of Thomas Partey. He had only landed in London at lunchtime yesterday, having played for Ghana in the African Cup of Nations. He was booked in the 87th and 90th minutes last night, having only come on as a sub in the 74th. Liverpool will now face Chelsea in the final at Wembley on February 27th after a deserving win in the mind of their defender Virgil van Dijk.
He played very well, controlled the game after the beginning was very tough. But we stayed calm, had to survive the storm, especially with the fans behind them. But we knew it's going to be tough and totally deserved going to Wembley.
I'm definitely looking forward to it.
It's a chance to get a trophy, and we'll give everything that we have when the time is there. But so many games in between still, competitions, you know, FA Cup, Premier League, I think Champions League is in between still. So we'll see then. The focus will, in the week towards the cup final, the focus will then be on it. But before that, we'll focus on the other thing.
The defending champions Algeria have been knocked out of the African Cup of Nations. A 3-1 defeat to Ivory Coast last night has seen them finish bottom of Group E. They had carried a 35-match unbeaten run into the tournament. They were considered amongst the favourites. The FAI yesterday announced that the Republic of Ireland senior women's international team will take part in next month's 8-team Invitational Pinatar Cup in Spain. The tournament will provide preparation ahead of the resumption of Ireland's World Cup qualifying campaign in April. Craig Breen and his co-driver Paul Nagel sit in 7th place overall after the opening 2 stages of Rally Monte Carlo. The pair in an M Sport Ford Puma sit 29.2 seconds behind the reigning world champion Sebastian Ogier in a Toyota Yaris. The rally resumes shortly after 8 o'clock this morning with 6 stages scheduled for today. Play is also ongoing at the Australian Open in tennis in Melbourne. Victoria Azarenka has knocked Elina Svitolina out of the women's singles, winning 6-love, 6-2. The women's top seed Ashley Barty, defending champion Naomi Osaka, and men's 6-seed Rafa Nadal all still to take to the court this morning. Now, there's a busy weekend of Gaelic games ahead in football. The finals of the O'Byrne Cup, the McGrath Cup and the Dr McKenna Cups all taking place tomorrow. That's ahead of the start of the Allianz Football League next week. The Munster Hurling Cup decider also takes place this weekend. Well, Sunday we'll see the semi-finals take place in the AIB All-Ireland Club Hurling Championship, and Shane McGrath is with me to look ahead to those. Shane, we'll start at Parnell Park, 1:30 on Sunday. Ballygunner of Waterford roaring favourites against Schlochneil of Derry. Ballygunner looking for their first final appearance, but Schlochneil have history on their mind as well.
Yeah, good morning, Damien. Yeah, Schlochneil, I suppose they're no strangers to being in Ireland semi-finals. Ulster champions 4 times the last 5 years, and I suppose the last time they were in the semi-final, Damien, people might forget, this time 2 years ago against Ballyhale, and only for Colin Finlay getting a goal in the 62nd minute. You know, that game was very, very close. They lost out by 5 points, but supposing Brendan Rodgers and Chrissy McCaig there around the middle, two of the best club hurlers that there is, you know, Cormac Doherty's flawless on the freeze, Shane McGuigan, Jerome McGuigan. Do you know, a lot of those are still there, but look, for me, Damien, I think they're playing a Ballygunner team with a lot of experience. They've mentioned it several times that they've been really hurt about defeats in the past. Scored 3-20 against Kilmallock the last day. You know, they really have been the dominant force in Waterford for a long time now. And for me, the big difference is that compared to the last time Ballygunner were in the semi-final against Ballyhale as well and lost out narrowly in Thurles, they only have 7 of that team started in their Munster final. So they are a new team. They're a fresh team. And the big thing as well, Damien, is Desi Hutchison. He wasn't there the last time in 2019. He was just back from England from soccer duties over there, and he scored 1-5 in the Munster final. He was brilliant against Loughmore, and I just think that this Ballygunner team are a different animal. Okay. I think they're hitting form at the right time, and I just can't see anything but a Ballygunner victory in Parnell on Sunday.
Okay, and Shane, a very quick look. St Thomas's of Galway against Ballyhale in Semple Stadium. Ballyhale a juggernaut, and St Thomas's, just briefly on this, coming into this somewhat cold.
Look, Ballyhale, 8 All-Ireland titles. They know how to win semi-finals. I think they've been in 11 and they've only lost 2 of them. You know, St Thomas's as well, they've been the dominant force in Galway. They've won 6 titles the last 10 years. But look, I don't think they've really been tested in Galway. I think the final against Clarenbridge was their closest game. They won it by 3 points. And Ballyhale, you know, they've All-Ireland winning captains, All-Stars, Hurler of the Years. Their forward line alone, Damien, is like an inter-county forward line. TJ Reid, Owen Reid, Colin Finlay, Adrian Mullen, Owen Cody. So, and I think when it's on in Simple Stadium, it just allows them to express themselves more in a pitch like Croke Park, like they did the last day where they scored 6-23. So look, Ballyhale, they're like Man City in the Premier League. Everybody else is just trying to play catch up with them, to be honest, Damien.
Leave it there, Shane. Thanks for that. Finally, racing at home, Dundalk, the first of 8 there away from 3:40.